Dreamscape presents After Zero by Christina Collins, narrated by Jesse Valinsky. Chapter 1. It's amazing how few words a person can get by with. I scratch a tally mark into my notebook and grin. Yesterday, it was 2, and 3 the day before that. Today, it's 1. 1 word all morning. A new record. If Mr. Scroggins hadn't asked me to name the capital of Russia last period, it could have been 0. When Miss Looping turns from the board, I move my pencil so it looks like I'm taking notes. I almost feel sorry about not paying attention. Miss Looping isn't so bad. She wears dark velvet dresses and is in love with Charles Dickens. Her stuffed raven, Beady, keeps looking at me. I sneak glances at his perch, waiting for him to open his beak and craw. But he never moves. Maybe it's Beady's stare, or Miss Looping's dresses, or her pasty skin that makes people wonder about her. Most students think she's weird. I don't mind her. She doesn't call on me or hold class discussions. Mr. Gankel and Miss Dively like that sort of thing, so they never give me A's. Neither does Mrs. Bibeau, who thinks the best way to learn French is to speak it aloud. Miss Looping is the only one who doesn't penalize me for not talking. She puts A's on all my papers and jots comments in the margins. Things like, good point, and nice word choice, and recommends poets I might like. Sometimes I add a note back to her. Thanks for understanding, Miss L. But she never gets the note, because you don't give papers back to teachers after they're graded. Achoo! I jump as Artie Pilger sneezes next to me.